morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I'd like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Good.
Excellent. And people have been taking me up on contacting that cell phone number. Holy cow, it's been ringing off the hook. So we appreciate that. Lots and lots of radio listeners and people calling in the last 2 weeks, keeping us busy, and we love the support, and we appreciate your calls and questions. So thank you for that. We have with us in the studio, as always, Mr. Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo. Mike, how are you?
Good. Busy. Glad the weather's turned and we're starting to see some sunny days.
Yes, definitely. I tell you what, it sure makes it a lot nicer to show property when it's like this than the rest of the year. So we're having a great, great time. We do have a guest in the studio with us this week, and I will introduce her after we do a couple of our local news stories. Mm-hmm. So we're excited for that segment today. We are going to be talking about how to make your house like a model. So we're going to talk to somebody that knows a little bit about those types of issues. First, we always like to handle our real estate business. Local news and our special celebrity news story of the week. So let's go ahead and start with our celebrity crazy story, and then we'll get down to business. This is actually a follow-up to a story we did a year and a half or 2 years ago on the show. And if you remember, we reported that Bristol Palin had bought a house in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had talked about that and a kind of an interesting choice, a house that had previously, you know, been valued at $350,000 years before. Well, she recently went ahead and sold that property for $175,000. Now, remember, she purchased that in 2010 for $172,000. So she didn't completely lose out on it, but I don't think she ran away with the fortune after you paid taxes and escrow fees on that. But from what I hear about that market, probably not the worst case scenario to just get back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So she went ahead and moved to Los Angeles. Now, interesting price-wise on what's happened to those values. One thing I wanted to point out in the story is that house that she recently sold for $175,000 down in Phoenix, five-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, couple years old, just a skosh under 4,000 square feet. And it's a nice-looking house. I mean, I saw the pictures and stuff on the blog when we were researching it. And I'm sorry to tell you, I don't think I can replace that five-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 4,000 square feet for $175,000 here. So definitely still a reflection of some depressed prices in that market for sure.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, one of the things we have a lot of folks doing right now is there's definitely a number of people that have been selling some investment properties that they have here in the Tri-Cities, taking advantage of a market that has done well and kept those high prices, and then also purchasing in some of those depressed markets. So anybody that's looking at doing that or considered that, we'd love to talk to them.
Yeah, I've done a good amount of pre-approvals for that area, friends and clients and everything, buying second homes, investment properties in the Phoenix area. So it's hopping down there.
And so that's another good point to say, especially with Mike being here, is that you can do that. You can get people pre-approved for those purchases.
Yeah, through Wells Fargo, I'm licensed in all 50 states.
Excellent. Ooh. Very, very good to know. So thank you for that. And that is an interesting investment strategy, and one, especially now with those direct flights, like you said, it makes it pretty easy to get down there. So our local real estate news, we have some numbers out for April. So there's been a lot of different numbers in the news. I'm always monitoring the local blogs, other people's blogs. There was some talk about this week in our local news. But our numbers out for April, our listing inventory has increased. It's gone up by about 50 homes. We're really kind of starting to knock on the door of 1,300 listings, and we're at 1,284. That puts us a little bit, we didn't get to that point last year until July, so we've seen a little bit of an increased inventory. Total sold was actually down a little bit last month. March, we had 241 sold, and we ended up at 231 sold. But our average sales price went up. So there were some big dollar closings on a couple things that pushed our average up.
Didn't you say you were going to change those numbers yourself?
I specifically changed that myself, Mike.
Yes.
And I must admit, is we had five sides last month, all over 400,000.
And explain what you mean by sides.
So that means a side is counted and a transaction is counted as a buyer and a seller. So we had five different transactions where either a buyer or a seller was selling or purchasing in that price point. Mm-hmm. So we had a huge month. I was excited to get those properties. Had not been selling as quickly as some other price ranges. So obviously all of that data in together has pushed that average sales price back up over 200,000.
So you did that, Lance.
No, Mike. I would like to say I influenced it, but please, no, we did not do that specifically. We helped make that data go. That's all I could ask for. So a big, big jump, though. When you look statistically, you go from 187,000 average sales price last month to 206.
Well, good job, Lance.
That's a big change. Thank you. I will take the compliments from Mike for sure. The thing that we monitor, though, closely and we talk about a lot is we talk about a buyer's market, a seller's market, and as kind of those moving averages come towards that. So last year in April, we had what I call, and we've talked about absorption rates on the show before, a 4.4-month supply of homes, meaning if no new homes came on the market based upon the sales numbers we have now, we would have about a four-and-a-half-month supply of homes. That was last April. Based upon this April's numbers, that absorption rate has increased to 5.5. So we're more approaching that balanced market that we've talked about. We've gone from what might have been a seller's market to potentially a balanced market. So one of the things is last week's show, we talked about pricing properly. You have to be super, super careful about pricing right now because these numbers could be indicative of a transition to a little higher days on the market, mm-hmm. A little bit more inventory. So we really got to cut down on pricing, look at those numbers closely, and make sure we're using that data. The other thing that's interesting enough is previously last year, our under contract numbers, the number of deals that went under contract also counted with the number that closed that month. Last year, we had 312 under contract in March, which resulted in 255 closings in April. Last month, we had 340, so 30 more under contract, but almost 20 less sales. So one thing that's indicative of, too, is kind of a longer time period under contract. You know, we would have expected to see more closings with that many under contract. So there's some things out there. There's some delays out there, whether it be more underwriting on the lending side, whether it be delays like in the zero down programs, maybe a little bit slower appraisal times. So we're not closing as quickly on the under contracts that we were a year ago. And so we're kind of keeping an eye on all those numbers to see exactly what that means. So anyway, we're definitely kind of heightened awareness right now. And as we analyze these signals, keeping a really close eye on how things are going.
I must admit,
I've known Noelle for a couple years now. And this is, folks, this is the longest she's been quiet in a room with me.
True.
So I definitely think we've scared her here. So I will introduce, we have with us today Noelle Jensen. And Noelle, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the name of your business and what you do.
My business is called Simply Beautiful, and I'm a professional makeup artist. And with that, I also have added personal shopping, styling, packing for trips, and gift shopping, in addition to all the makeup skills that I do. And I'm a professionally trained makeup artist by celebrity makeup artist Robert Jones.
So Noelle and I were talking, and she overheard me one day say to somebody, we need to put a little makeup on your house and clean it up. And you need to get this house looking like a model. And so Noelle and I talked to her. She's like, well, that's kind of what I do for people. What you do for houses is kind of what I do for people. And I'm like, you know what? I never thought about that. So we decided to get her on the show and kind of take a look at what she does and how that process relates to how important it is, especially after what we just talked about with absorption rates.
Absolutely.
There's more homes on the market. That mm-hmm. says so in the data. It's taking a little bit longer to sell with a few less closings. That means that we're going to have to get you in model-like condition to be able to get sold. So, well, tell us a little bit about, you told us about your business. Tell us about you personally. How long have you been doing this? How did you get into this?
I've actually been a makeup artist for 6 years. It wasn't originally my field. I actually went to school for interior design. So houses.
The other reason I wanted to have you on the show.
Absolutely. And I was introduced by my sister to an amazing cosmetic company and fell in love. And then fortunately, through some different contacts, I had the privilege of being trained by professional makeup artist Robert Jones. And so that has been amazing because it's been able to expand my field. I do a lot of brides during this time of year and just have a lot of fun with it. I've become really passionate. It combines the best of what I loved about interior design, all the colors and textures and making people and things feel beautiful without the red tape with interior design.
Yes, exactly. And I'd love to have you in my database to be able to call and say, I'm just struggling with this house. Can you come check out this room? So thank you for your opinion on that. Now tell us a little bit. So you're going to do, I mean, I don't know anything about the process. So you're going to do a bride or you're going to do a photo shoot. How does that process work? What do you do? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you don't just show up the morning of and sweet, let's
no.
go.
I think there'd be a lot of tears if I showed up the morning of.
Okay, perfect.
So, you know, it's actually very similar to what you do with houses. You know, you come in, you get to know your seller or your buyer, and then you get to know their tastes and what they gravitate towards. And I do the same thing. You know, one of the things that really sets me apart from anybody that you could go up to at the, you know, mall counter or even in some of the spa places is that I really personalize it to that person's taste. Most women, when they learn how to do makeup, they learn from their mom, their sister, a friend, or a magazine, or like I said, at the counter, but they're not really learning what their particular taste is, and that's what I really zone into. I love to get to know women and what they want, and then what their lifestyle is, and then I try to match it. So it's very similar to them purchasing a home because you're not going to, you know, if someone's looking for a home in the $200,000 range, you're not going to show a million-dollar home.
Right.
You know? So I definitely customize for each person, and I love to tell people, you know, if you're a glamour diva, I'm not going to make you a minimalist. And vice versa.
Right.
So, you know, I really try to listen to what my customers want. Which is very similar to what you do as a real estate agent as well.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah, I mean, that's a great process. Now, I know there are some things that you do. We're coming up against our first kind of hard break. I know that's just a piece of what you do with that, and I appreciate how you talked about getting to know somebody. We have to get to know properties also and what, you know, what are the surroundings like and what can you do now to take what you have and accent it and make it look, you know, make it look like a new house. And sometimes people are surprised at what small changes they can do with trim paint and freshening up the front yard and that type of stuff. In this competitive world that we're in right now with selling, that's very important. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about, and yes, folks, it is true, and she's going to kill me for saying this, but I've heard stories of her organizing people's closets. So we're going to get into that when we come back from the break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been taking a little bit of a segue today, and we've been talking about how to make your house look like a model. So we brought in our expert, Noelle Jensen, that makes people look like models and helps freshen them up, what they do, style makeovers, with a background in interior design. So I really appreciate that perspective and what you've done. When it comes down to buying the house, we talked a little bit. There was definitely plenty of sales, higher average sales price last month. We figure out what do we need to do to get the money for those houses, And we always turn to Mr. Mike Denslow of Wells Fargo. So, Mike, what's new with you?
Well, what I wanted to talk about today was in new construction. It's so much easier to go look at new construction in good weather because you can bounce between, you know, this house or this style or this house or this style. You know, if you're buying a resale, you're pretty much deciding something if they're sitting down, Lance, with you and trying to figure out which homes to look at. You know, it's this home or this home or this home. But with new construction, you like a builder, you focus in on a builder, then you focus in on plans. They normally have a few going at one time. You can bounce around. So, you know, I guess we're going to keep with the theme and going out and looking at model homes.
Exactly.
Right? So I just think it's a great time to get out and look at new construction. We have what's called the Builder Best programs. There are locks longer than 60 days that last. You know, we've been really spoiled with these excellent rates for a really long time. Everyone keeps saying eventually they're going to go up at some point. So some people, I was talking with a gal last week, and she said, you know, we talked about extended lock rates and how much it would cost to lock and all their different options. She said, well, that for that fee, I can sleep at night. Not that anyone's expecting rates to go up right away, but you just never know.
I mean,
that's why it's called a surprise.
Yeah.
Because you're not expecting it. So I have a lot of new construction going right now with a lot of different clients and a lot of different builders. So when I got into the business 7 years ago, it kind of became one of my niches and what I became an expert in, knowing that I needed to differentiate myself from other people. So, you know, if you want to buy a house or refi a house, I can definitely do that. But, you know, these extended locks and everything that goes along with new construction, you know, that's more of a specialty that I focus in on. So if people are out there looking and want to know their options, you know, that's where I'm looking for people to contact me. The Parade of Homes, just a reminder, the Parade of Homes is right there in early September.
Gosh, it's going to be coming before we know it.
And I'm on that committee, and there's going to be, like always, there's going to be some really cool houses. Last year was the first year for the Chefs on Parade. Looking at doing that again, people coming out, experiencing kitchens, good excuse to sit around and, you know, have some food and have a glass of wine. And then today, you know, we talk about hydroplanes because we're just talking about everything I'm interested in.
Oh, nice. It's the Mike Denslow Show.
That's right.
Okay.
Welcome to the Mike Denslow Show.
Great.
There's testing going on today, so we need to get out of here pretty quick because there is testing. There's a few boats. You're going to hear some automotive power boats today.
Awesome.
That are so loud you can hear them all the way to Richland. So if you're going out on the water, keep an eye out around on the Kennewick side down by the Blue Bridge, because there is going to be some testing. There's some boats moving people around saying, hey, you know, don't go out here right now because there's 150 mile an hour boats and that kind of thing.
Right.
And then the following Friday, the 18th, there is going to be a couple of unlimited hydroplanes in town, and they're going to be testing on that day. So
okay,
you know, Our event is widely regarded throughout the circuit, and we work with the teams really well, and so they like to come over here and test. So we've got several teams coming over from the Seattle area to test, even though Lake Washington's right there.
Well, that's wonderful. I love having not just a mortgage expert also, but our inside track.
A gearhead
on the hydroplane circuit.
And so, I also need to get out of here, too, because my daughter is graduating from college tomorrow.
Fabulous.
And
congratulations.
I need to go up to Whitworth with the fam, and that's going to be a big deal.
That is a big deal. Yeah, especially next month when the checks stop.
That's right.
So you made it.
I did.
So, well, awesome. Well, congratulations to her, and definitely thanks for all of your information that you provide us and all the homeowners you help. You've done a ton of pre-approvals for us last week, and we appreciate how quickly you've turned those around and all the work you've done on those for us at the Kenmore team. So
thanks, Lance.
Thanks again for all the help. So we're back with Noelle Jensen. She's talked to us a little bit about her company and style makeovers. And did you say gift shopping in there?
I did.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I've seen some of the gift baskets she prepares, and some of our clients have been the recipient of those, and seems to make wives very happy. So I like that. Now, you've even been known to go in to people's houses and organize their closets. Do people get out of control sometimes?
Well, you talk like it's a dirty little secret, or dare I say, like a skeleton in the closet. Is that
okay.
What?
Okay, very good, wow. Very good.
So, you know, the thing that I find, especially when I sit down and talk with women about their makeup, is a lot of times then we get started in hair and, you know, clothing and all that, because that all goes into that self-image. You know, just like a house, you can't just paint. You need to clean windows, carpet, all those different things.
Right.
So I find myself the lucky recipient of giving a lot of advice, and so that has grown into organizing the closet. A lot of women want a wardrobe that works with their lifestyle, but they tend to shop in pieces. They grab a piece here, they grab a piece there, and so when they go to their closet, it can be very frustrating to put together outfits. And so I do, I come in, I help organize, I find out what pieces they're missing to complete their wardrobe, so that when they wake up in the morning and they're getting ready for work, that it's a no-brainer. And they don't have to think about what it is that they're going to wear. Plus, they have that full confidence that they look amazing in that outfit.
That is just crazy. I still don't understand it all, but I'm a guy, so just forgive me. But I'm sure there are listeners that do understand it,
absolutely.
And this is just really hitting home with them. One of the things I wanted to say, too, that is huge is people ask sometimes, do I need to clean up that closet? You know, and you don't have to clean up every closet, but when you have a big master bedroom closet, and that is actually a focal point that somebody's going to walk into and say, this is phenomenal. Well, if it's all organized and thinned out and, you know, I've even seen them color coordinated.
That's exactly what we do.
When it looks like that, people always say, this is amazing. When it looks like that, they say, this is an amazing closet. And then you can take that same thing and trash the shelves and fill it, and it doesn't. And I've even had somebody say to me in the last 3 weeks, they said, that house is so well maintained, it's obvious because they even color coordinated their closet. So it really wasn't so much about the closet or the clothes, but they took that as an indication that that's how they treated the rest of their life, meaning the maintenance of the house. And we always try to bring real comments and real feedback into the show, and that literally happened to me like 3 weeks ago. So
awesome.
I thought of that when you were coming in. I guess as we wrap up, people like stories. And so, you know, we've had a lot of great stories about houses we've sold quickly and people that have done all the right things and then they've sold their house in a week or two. Those are always a reflection of the hard work that the owners have done and how much we appreciate that help and that consultation between an agent and an owner. I guess before we go here and have to wrap up, tell us about what you think is one of your greatest success stories.
It would probably be one of my very first facials. I sat down with a woman that I hadn't seen for several years, and she'd had 4 babies in 5 years. And any of you that are mothers or women, you probably are gasping silently as you're listening to this. But that's
wow.
Really overwhelming to have that many. And so she had really concentrated on raising her family. And so she and I sat down, and we did her makeup, and she was a minimalist, but I showed her some really fast and easy tips and tricks, so that when she was getting ready for the morning, it was a really easy thing that she could do and feel polished and nice. And we got all done, and she started to cry. And because I was so new at my job, I started to cry too. And I said, oh, we'll fix it. I promise. You know, we'll take it off, whatever we need to do. And she said, no, you don't understand. I feel beautiful. I feel more beautiful than I did on my wedding day. And I realized that at that moment, what I did was so much more than lipstick and skincare. That I have the ability to be able to change women's lives in just a small way. But it made a huge difference for her and how she felt. And then she turned around and passed that on to her family and, you know, how she interacted with her family. So that was a huge turning point for me. I think at that point I really fell in love with what I actually am able to partake in every day. So at that point my mind wasn't quite made up, but that definitely was a turning point for me.
Well, that is fabulous. Yeah, you definitely get that opportunity to have that interaction. We had a couple last month where we had sold a couple houses, and I don't think we quite knew the situation, where we had some sellers that had moved out of town for job transfers. They felt like they had to move, and, you know, the house had become a big weight and burden to them left here. And once we got that sold, the relief in their voice of that house being sold and that problem being gone, you know, I look back to those days, and when we get that feedback from our clients and they're just so excited and it's changed their life and their outlook for the rest of the year, I guess that's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are the days for sure. Well, I appreciate that. I really appreciate you coming in. If people need to contact you, of course, they could always get a hold of me on my website, kenmoreteam.com. If they don't get the number when Noelle gives it, please contact me and I can get you in touch with her. Mm-hmm. But if they want to contact you direct, how do they do that?
They can actually just call me on my cell phone, and that number is 509-551-2636. And if they're wanting to look for some fun style tips and things like that, they can actually visit my blog. I post on that regularly, and it's simplybeautifulyou.wordpress.com. So I'll have both of those information for Lance available as well. So, but that's a really fun way. I put out what's happening in new trends as far as hair, makeup, and clothing goes. And I'm so excited because summertime is coming, and so I'm going to be putting out a travel log, so teaching you how to pack for when you go on your vacations this summer.
Oh, that's huge. Well, we thank you so much for taking time to come out and do something a little non-traditional. It's funny, though, because anytime I have a non-traditional guest on the show that people don't immediately relate to real estate, I usually get the best feedback. So I'm excited to hear from everybody. Mike, go ahead and wrap us up, Mike, with your info. And, we just really look forward to another busy week and seeing what we can do.
Yeah, I can be reached at office line 736-2621, cell number 531-9507. My office is on Clearwater right next to the Department of Licensing. You can reach me on the web as well. MikeDenslow.com points over to my Wells Fargo webpage. And Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Well, sounds great. Enjoy those hydroplanes later today. And once again, congratulations to your daughter's graduation. And we will be back next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.